Happy Wednesday, Patriots. It's hump day. Hope you're all doing well. Hit the share button on Facebook. We got a bunch of people watching. The chats are open. Tell me where you're in from. My voice might be a little messed up. I was sick over the weekend. That's why I wasn't on Monday Madness with James from We the People Radio this week. I thought I had the vid, but I took a home test and it was negative, but whatever. So just trying to get my voice was horrible on Sunday and Monday. At one point you thought I was 43 years old going through puberty, and it was like sand in my throat. But yeah, let us know where you are in the chat. We're on Rumble, we're on Getter, we're on the Patriot Podcast Network, on Roku TV, and of course we're on Facebook. Those of you on Facebook, I can't even believe what's been going on the Facebook page. Hit like, just since Friday, this past Friday to now, like 6,000 followers. I don't even know what's happening, but you're all great. Hit the share button. There's so much engagement over on the Facebook page. Even though I despise Facebook, they've been they've been leaving me alone. Actually, they tried to restrict me today for 7 days, and I disputed it because I shared a meme of, if you're on the Facebook page, it's been shared over 800 times. It was of, Karina, Jean Pierre, the White House press secretary, with like poop emojis, and then her as 1080p. And I guess someone complained about it, and they restricted me for bullying. And I disputed it and said, well, I found it on Facebook. How is that bullying? It's a meme. I didn't wish violence on anybody or anything like that. So then all of a sudden it was the meme was put back on there on Facebook. I guess they realized it was shared over 800 times. What are we going to do here? And then they lifted my restriction. So I was almost not live on Facebook today. But I guess I escaped that one. But we're like 19 days from the midterms. 19 days. And we're at the point now, people, where, you know, you've heard me talk about it on the show recently. You heard me talk about it on the Great Steak Breakfast on Saturday morning with Ron and Noah. It is right now stacking chips time. It's time to stack the chips in D.C. and flip as many seats as possible. And the Democrats are getting really desperate. And I'm going to go into a bunch of ways. I have some videos to play. But first... going back to social media, the leftist, the sick trolls. I'm waiting for some to come in the chat. It's only a matter of time. All day today, yesterday, the day before, they're not following the page, but they're finding, I guess, right-leaning pages, conservative pages, anything that has to do with maybe posting things about Donald Trump or any type of Republican that's running. They are being paid by campaigns. Some of them are bot accounts, you can tell, and some of them are just their newer accounts, but there are campaigns out there. There are Democrat campaigns that are paying people to make social media accounts, whether it's, I hope they come in here too, Cattles. Cattles Jones from White Rabbit Podcast is in the chat. You got to check out his show, White Rabbit Podcast. So what they do is they're coming in and they'll see a post, and then they'll just keep posting and posting and trying to harass people. And it's nothing but pure harassment. And I watch it and I let it go because I love all the people on Facebook that just go at them, like all the actual followers of the page. And I see the same names all the time, and they're great. You know, they love the memes I post. And, I literally spend hours a day trying to find great political memes to entertain all you people. That's just part of what I like to do, because I like the engagement that you guys give. And it's great. So... they've really been amping it up, you know. So I watch. I don't block them all. What I do is, and I moderate my own social media. I don't have anybody doing my social media for me. And I wait. And if they start threatening or wishing violence or getting a little too crazy, I'll block and ban them. But most of the time, I just let them go, because they really just talk themselves and just into really making people realize how moronic they are. I mean, they're idiots. They're just complete idiots. And of course, they always like to go to, you're in a Trump cult. Oh, what are you watching, Fox again? Let's get one thing straight. I despise Fox. I despise all mainstream media. I despise Fox. I'm not happy with Newsmax. I don't really watch OAN. I get my I get all my my news from various independent, reputable sources, okay? But I also do look at the mainstream media to see what those idiots are talking about. I look at Fox, you know, Newsmax. I try to spend a little time on them all just to see the variables of the stories and the lies. But the Democrat desperation. We have Oprah Winfrey. So they are, Oprah Winfrey's having a virtual campaign event. It's a fundraiser for Stacey Abrams running for governor in Georgia. You know, Stacey Abrams, who still never conceded when she lost the last time and still thinks that the election was stolen from her. But if you say Donald Trump may have won in 2020, you're an election denier. We'll get into election deniers too. But yeah, Oprah Winfrey is going to have a virtual campaign event for Stacey Abrams, basically to just reiterate. And Barack Obama is supposedly going down to Georgia as well for Stacey Abrams. And I would imagine Raphael Warnock as well, because Herschel Walker is, I think, leading in the polls as of yesterday or today and gaining steam because of the nonsense that's coming out about Warnock. But basically, what are they going down there for? Oprah Winfrey and Barack Obama are probably some of the two racist people there. You can't say that they're black. No, the fuck I can't. They're racist. They're racist black people. They hate white people. They hate the fact that white people might get elected into positions, and they despise us, and they will call us racist, but they will be the most racist. And of course, they're going to go down there to see, hey, I'm Oprah Winfrey, and if you're a member of my book club, and hopefully you're black, make sure you're voting the color. Hey, I'm Barack Obama, and I was, you know, the just black enough president, and you know, vote for Stacey Abrams because you have to vote the color. No one's going to tell me that that's not the case. We know that's the case because we're rational thinking people, and they are pure racists, which the Democratic Party proves themselves time and time again that they are racist. Okay. You know, they want to segregate. They want to separate the blacks from the whites and the Hispanics. They want to call Hispanics Latinx, which the Hispanics hate, and just go from there. So yeah, former President Barry Obama, Jill Biden, Jill, Dr. Jill, Nurse Jill, the wet nurse, Joe's wet nurse, diaper changer. She's going to be going to Georgia. And Whoopi Goldberg heavy has thrown her support behind Stacey Abrams, obviously because, well, you know, she's black. And this again is the rematch with incumbent Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who not a huge fan of, but again, between the states and the federal offices, people, this is it's stacking chips time. It is time to get the numbers in DC to where we need them, in the hopes that they all come together and they do what we expect them to do. And I say this, I sound like a broken record. I think we're 19 days, I believe, from the midterms as of today, Wednesday, October 19th. And once we get the people elected that we're looking to give jobs to hopefully represent us the right way, it doesn't stop there. We have to, and I use the term, keep our feet on the necks of these people that we're giving these jobs to. Yes, we're electing them. We're giving them jobs. Keeping our feet on their necks, demanding and keeping the pressure on that they're going to do things like defend and uphold the Constitution and protect our rights and limit the overreach of the of government itself. Okay, we need government regulation to stop with the overreach and the ridiculous mandates and things like that. Because listen, if the Democrats win, people, we're fucked. Big F-bomb, fucked, okay? So if you think just sitting at home because there might be in your area enough Republicans to get these people elected, you're a moron. Because the Republicans that are going to stay home, the conservatives that are going to stay home on election day are electing, voting and electing Democrats. That's what you're doing. So you got to get your ass in gear and you got to get out and you got to get the people out that you work with, the people out in your community to the polls. Because we have people like Barack Obama, Whoopi Goldberg, Jill Biden, Oprah Winfrey, all out trying to get nefarious, evil people elected who want to destroy the face of America as we know it. Well, that's a little extreme, don't you think? No, it's not. It's a fact. So with that, Georgia, there's a lot to go on. We have, you know, Herschel Walker there, Raphael Warnock, Herschel Walker race. Obviously, Herschel Walker is a 40-year friend of Donald Trump, endorsed by Donald Trump. He destroyed Raphael Warnock in a debate not too long ago. We're talking about law enforcement and crime. We have now Raphael Warnock with his church owning properties. They're going to evict people who owe as little as like $28 in rent. And then you have Herschel Walker saying, well, I'll pay all the rent. It's like $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, whatever it is. I'll pay the back rents. And there was a campaign event this past weekend that literally the one of Raphael Warnock's they found out donors, they a left-wing protester, which turned out to be one of Raphael Warnock's donors, started heckling Herschel Walker at the event and started calling him the House N-bomb, the House N-word, because he's a black conservative. And to a lot of these racists on the left, black conservatives should not exist. They call them Uncle Tom. They call them coons. They call them House N-bombs. And this guy was heckling Herschel Walker at the event, saying he's a joke. He tap dances and he's a House N-bomb. Tap dances for the white conservatives. These racists on the left are manifested by white liberals who despise minorities. And this is what they do, because they'll go into these minority communities and promise them the world they've been doing it for decades and decades in the hopes, just give them enough, give them what they want to hear so that they'll vote for the white man in the blue tie as opposed to the white man with the side part and the red tie, you know. And listen, both parties are guilty of exploiting votes. We know that. I mean, how many text messages are you getting saying, I need your help, I'm behind, you have to donate $19.28 by midnight tonight, or we're going to lose this whole thing? Because unfortunately, elections do not get won without money. And you need a lot of money. That's just the way it is. It's not going to change. As much as you hear, well, we have to, you know, worry about the dark money in campaign. And yes, agreed. I'm talking about more of the grassroots fundraising, which is very hard to win a campaign, which is grassroots fundraising. I mean, there were races out there that were running in their primaries that were raising $800,000 or more, and they were getting out fundraised, you know, 2-3 to 1 by their incumbent Republicans or whatever it may be. And a lot of people weren't spending their money correctly either. They weren't listening to seasoned political strategists that maybe they hired or they were consulting with. And they weren't using the money for voter contact advertising and TV ads and things like that. And those things that are very expensive. But we're past the primaries, and here we are 19 days to the midterms, and we have important governor races. You know, we got the Stacey Abrams race. We cannot allow her to – Georgia, you can't allow her to be your governor. I mean, please. You know, Brian Kemp needs to be reelected, or, you know, Georgia's a state we don't want in a Democrat control. You need to come out for Herschel Walker and get him into the Senate seat. Okay. Carrie Lake is leading in Arizona. And Carrie Lake she's a firecracker. I feel like there's no stopping Carrie Lake, but we can't sleep on confident victories. Like, we know they're going to win. They're going to win by a landslide. Because I say this a lot with Ron DeSantis in Florida, especially now since Hurricane Ian, because I'm not confident that voting facilities, voting locations are going to be secure enough, but whether it's devastated by damage. I can only hope that Florida has secure elections even after the devastation of Hurricane Ian with facilities, and that people can have easy access to in-person voting. I worry about that. But not only that, I go back and forth with people from Florida all the time, and they get mad at me when I say that Florida is not a red state, completely red. It's not. It's more red than blue, but you know, it's that shade of purple. The good news is Republican voters are Republican voting registration is outpacing the Democrats, which is good. But that means we got to get them out to vote. I don't like seeing the Republicans do mail-in votings. There were some numbers out last week. Actually, Scott Pressler put them out. And if you don't know who Scott Pressler is, he's the guy who was running around the United States all over. I think he's been in every state getting people registered to vote Republican. And he also got a lot of people to flip their registrations from blue to red. Okay. And he's very successful at it. Unfortunately, he's actually in the hospital with a blood disease. So my prayers go out to Scott Pressler. And he's still from his hospital bed, he's still putting together voting organizers and campaign organizers, setting people up all over the country and connecting them, trying to win the House and the Senate. But there were numbers saying that in Florida, there was like 190-something thousand mail-in votes for Democrats and 180-something thousand mail-in votes for Republicans. And this, again, is my problem, and I say this to every Republican. Don't vote by mail. I mean, why are Republicans voting by mail? Because it's convenient. You don't want to wait for the day and wait on a longer line and just cast your vote. The safest way to vote, you know, there, take $500 cash, okay, put it in an envelope and mail it to yourself, put it in the U.S. mail, $500 cash. If you trust that $500 is going to make it back to you, then all right, you want to mail in, you have confidence in the mail-in voting system, fine. I do not, neither should you, nobody should. November 8th is the day people should be online and casting their vote in person. In-person voting is the key. Take the time off from work, work through lunch, do what you got to do, go between jobs. We have a country to save, and it starts that day, but it doesn't end. It's just the beginning. And the Democrats know this, and they are so desperate. So, Carrie Lake, those are election deniers. She's being accused of being one of the biggest election deniers. But what's interesting is they forget. They don't forget. They want to just ignore the fact that in 2016, not only they all don't want to ignore, because a lot of people that still think Donald Trump stole the 2016 presidential election with Vladimir Putin. Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Stacey Abrams, Karina Jean-Pierre, the current White House press secretary, they're all election deniers, along with Maxine Waters and Jamie Raskin. They were all election deniers. When Donald Trump won the presidency, they called him an illegitimate president. Mainstream media jumped on that horse, illegitimate president, and you know, the internet doesn't lie. Like here is a tweet from Nancy Pelosi, May 16th, 2017, where our election was hijacked. There is no question. Congress has a duty to protect our democracy and follow the facts. Nancy Pelosi is an election denier. Hillary Clinton, the day of, the day after, is an election denier. So it seems that it's okay for Democrats to question the legitimacy of an election and make all these accusations because no one was expecting Donald Trump to win, and then turn around and say, well, if you are questioning the 2020 presidential election, you are not only an election denier, but you're a domestic terrorist. You're a traitor to this nation. You're a fascist. You're a Donald Trump bootlicker. You're all of these things, MAGA extremist Republican. You should be jailed. You should not be allowed to speak. You should be deplatformed on whatever social media you're on and silenced. You should be just put in the gas chambers is what some of these Democrats would love to see. It's amazing. The party of tolerance they're supposed to be, and they literally are the party of violence. They are the party of violence, okay? We're not out there attempting to assassinate Supreme Court justices. We're not out there burning cities down. We're not out there on social media wishing people to die because they might support Donald Trump, or they're accused of, just because they're Republican, they're, you know, in this Donald Trump cult. You have pro-choice protesters wishing violent rape and sexual violence on pro-lifers. This is women on the left that are saying this. Oh, she's pretty. Maybe she should get raped. And then the pro-lifer says to them, well, I will carry that baby full term, because they believe in not murdering babies. Stacey Abrams wants to murder as many babies as possible. It's an economic issue for her. We'll get into that too. But election deniers. So I have a video, a 3-minute video, is a Carrie Lake. She's very good with the media, and she knows how to corral them. She knows how to control them. She knows how to answer them to the point where it almost leaves them speechless. And she's always very well prepared. All right. So they were asking her about, you know, election deniers. And there are people out there in the mainstream media that are saying, well, if you're an election denier, you're a danger to democracy. You're a danger to the republic. No, we just have concerns that there was some shenanigans that happened in several elections, and we want free and fair elections. And one of the things we might want is every state to require voter ID. Well, that's racist. Well, how is that racist? How is voter ID any type of it's racist to say, which they have said, it is racist to say that black people aren't smart enough to go to the DMV and get an ID. It's literally racist to say that black people can't afford cell phone service so they can find out how to go and call the DMV to get a voter ID. This has been said time and time again by Democrats. And because they think that these people who are supposed to be their base are stupid, they use them as their useful idiots. That's how they look at them. And make no mistake, there are a lot of Republicans that see people like you and I as useful idiots. But there are enough people waking up to realize, well, we know there's a lot of rhino Republicans out there that might as well be Democrats. Look at Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Lady G, Lindsey Graham, so many of them. Okay, Dan Crenshaw. I mean, there's a lot of them. There are too many of them. Okay, we have to filter them out. That's why it's important to get these America First candidates elected and to keep the pressure on them when we give them their jobs. So I'm going to play this video. Carrie Lake, I think you'll be able to hear it. This is she basically schools the media about election deniers and points a lot of things out.
If you're going to start throwing around terms like election denier, let's remember who the other election deniers were: Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats. Next question.
So the question is, you over the weekend, everybody, you took the Google all over the world. Your name was ringing everywhere. And one of them, yes, ma'am, because I have the scale. And one of them has a Muslim accent. Is she an election denier, Carrie Lake? And that was like going around on all different.
This guy's a journalist?
What do you elaborate on this?
I'm actually shocked you asked that question, George. Well, actually, Anthony, where's Anthony?
Once in a while.
Here, Anthony.
This is great.
You know, I did a little, actually, Anthony, how old are you?
20.
Are you a journalist?
No.
Well, you did better research than half these people. let's talk about election deniers. Here's 150 examples of Democrats denying election results. Oh, wow, look at this. This is from Joe Biden's press secretary. Reminder, Brian Kemp stole the gubernatorial election from Georgians and Stacey Abrams. Democrats saying that. Is that an election denier? Oh, look at this. Just heard Republican Ryan Costello said it would be difficult for Stacey Abrams to win because she lost her state bid, but yet she's still claiming she never lost. This is outright. Hillary Clinton, Trump is an illegitimate president. Is she an election denier?
Yep.
This one says, was the 2016 election legitimate? It now definitely is a question worth asking. That's the Los Angeles Times. So it's okay for Democrats to question elections, but it's not okay for Republicans. It's a crock of BS. Every one of you knows it. We have our freedom of speech, and we're not going to relinquish it to a bunch of fake news propagandists. If you want a copy of these, I'm sure that Anthony would help you get a copy and help you learn how to be journalists, but look it up. It's been happening for a long time. Since 2000, people have questioned the legitimacy of our elections. And all we're asking is that in the future, we don't have that have to happen anymore. Okay. When I'm governor, we're going to make sure we have honest elections. We want the Democrats, the independents, and the Republicans to all know that their vote counted. We want fair, honest, and transparent elections, and we're going to deliver that for the people. But just remember, guys, this is one page after Hillary Clinton says George W. Bush was selected president, not elected. So let's start.
There you go.
If you're going to start throwing around terms like election denier, let's remember who the other election deniers were: Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats. Next question.
So again, it's okay. It's okay for Democrats to accuse us of being election deniers. And this is, again, this is just their show of desperation, because the more they say it, the more they get their propaganda arm, the mainstream media, to report on it and to say it, the more the Democrat base will believe it and then come after people like us. Well, you're an election denier because you won't accept that Donald Trump lost the election. Well, no, because it's pretty obvious that there's a lot of irregularities. And then they go and they say, well, he lost all of his court cases, 60-something court cases. He couldn't prove evidence. How many of those 60 court cases or 62 court cases, there was one victory, but they say it couldn't overturn the election. But how many of those, what they're doing is they're taking, from what I'm seeing, a lot of those cases would not be heard on the merits, some of these judges said, that they were refused to hear the cases, whether they, you know, figured out, I could just say it's on the merits because they don't want to get involved as federal judges or whatever it is, or, you know, state Supreme Courts, or wherever the cases were supposed to be heard. But they're chalking them up to, well, those are losses. Those are losses for Donald Trump. The bottom line is, if you're an election denier in the left's eye, you are a danger. You're an obstacle. If it was up to them, you would not be allowed to vote in any election. They would love that. And they want, again, to show that we are the conspiracy theorists. We are the ones that want this orange-skinned dictator, our cult leader, Donald Trump, is what they like to call him, to be reinstated in power now and just be like the king of kings. I'm so tired. I had somebody today actually called me, said some really vile things, sent me a message on Facebook about I'm a Q psycho and I should rot in hell and I'm a fascist C word and all of this stuff. And I'm laughing because they took the time to come at me that hard because I posted a meme of Donald Trump on a surfboard riding a big red wave, which literally on my Facebook page has, I can't even believe it, has been shared like over, I think it's 20,000 times. And it has been, I can't even believe it's been shared that many times. And it has been one of the biggest triggers for these leftist morons. Like, it's scary on what triggers them. So now, of course, being the button pusher I am and how I love to piss people off and trigger the left and just make them go wild, I now purposely find these memes because they're trolling my pages and it makes them go absolutely insane. And they will sit there. I had one guy, he put an anti-Trump meme. He posted like 40 of them in a row. And it makes me so happy that they take the time to do that. And then people respond to it and then they respond and it just explodes into this big, ridiculous back and forth. And that it's worth it to these morons to engage because they're so angry and they're more terrified that the Republicans are going to take the House in 19 days. I hope, I have high hopes that the Republicans are going to take the Senate in 19 days. I don't think we're going to see a big majority in the Senate. That's just me. And then they know what comes next. They have this old man in the Oval Office who has a mental capacity of a grapefruit, who literally is still sniffing women and girls and telling girls that they shouldn't have a serious man until they're 30. And just all of this inappropriate weirdness, can't read a teleprompter, who's definitely not in charge. They know that the Democratic Party's in trouble. Who are they going to have run for president? Are they going to rally around this old bag of shit and get him to run again? I mean, Joe Biden spewing at the mouth, going, I can beat Donald Trump again. Like, where is our country going? I mean, literally, China, I love how Donald Trump says China, who I despise and cannot stand. They hate us. They want to see us burning alive in a nuclear holocaust. They would love that. They want to be the superpower. They want us to be a weak, woke, trans nation, no identity of whether you're man or female. Like, this is what China wants. They literally, their propaganda arms now, but they're right. I hate to agree with them. Inflation is a fatal weakness for Democrats in the midterms. If you had to say and comment right now, what would be the biggest issue right now at the ballot box? Would it be inflation? Would it be trans? What would it be? CRT in schools, education, abortion. For me, it's inflation, and the inflation that it's rising. You know, there are polls out there that saying, "Listen, December we're going to be in a recession. There's no doubt about it. That's what the polls are saying." And the White House, the Biden regime, they are in denial about it. I mean, tell me what you think the biggest issue is at the ballot box. I have to agree with China, what they just put out, inflation is the fatal weakness for Democrats in the midterms. Human trafficking at the border is a big one. Listen, the border security is a big issue. I agree with that. But the typical middle-class family is not thinking about right now, human trafficking at the border more so than paying $5 and $6 for a gallon of gas or double the grocery bill at the supermarket. But 100%, I mean, the trafficking issues, the border issues, the issues where these Democrat governors and Democrats in Congress want illegal aliens to be able to vote in our elections. I mean, that is a huge problem, because if they get their way and they win, just remember, people, we don't go out and vote. Our people don't win. Our people don't get elected. They don't get to legislate. They don't get to lawmake. So we have to get out. Exactly. Stopping the evil agenda from succeeding is the biggest reason everyone should be going to the ballot box. Everyone. All right, most people don't see the human trafficking at the border firsthand. I talk to a lot of Border Patrol agents that I know. I talk to all the time. And people that are down there, boots on the ground in Arizona. Like, you have Sheriff Lamb in Pinal County. I have a video of him. He's been on my show. I chat with him here and there over text message. I got to get him back on the show. Great guy, Pinal County, Arizona, Sheriff Mark Lamb. Very easy to talk to. I can shoot him a text message of a question, and he'll answer it, no problem. You know, he's an open book. He's great. And he sees it firsthand, and he talks about the fentanyl. You know, you have all the materials coming from China, going into Mexico. They're making the fentanyl, and they're coming with Central America, and they're bringing it over. We have a huge problem. And it's funny how the Democrats want to downplay it. They want to downplay the fentanyl problem. I actually had somebody say, oh, do you really think that they're giving out fentanyl to kids at trick-or-treating? No, not like Pez, morons. I think there are people out there that are trying to lace candy with fentanyl and try to get kids addicted or maybe kill them for whatever sick, nefarious reason. Listen, there are sick people out there. There are sick people out there. You see it every day. But when China turns around and says, literally, there's an article I have here from Breitbart, the Chinese government propaganda outlet, Global Times, which recently blamed Joe Biden for single-handedly tanking the Democrat prospects in the upcoming midterm elections, which we have to agree with that. I mean, Joe Biden, the people, his handlers, the Democrats in general, they have single-handedly tanked any chance the Democrats have of getting elected by rational thinking people without cheating. That's what I'm going to say. Okay. And that, again, inflation will be a fatal weakness for the Democratic Party in 19 days. Literally, we're going to the polls November 8th. We're going to elect congressmen and women, senators, governors, positions in local government. And Jen Psaki said it herself, that if this election is about Joe Biden's, if it's a referendum for Joe Biden in his first 2 years as president, the Democrats are going to lose their majority. Jen Psaki said that on MSNBC like a month ago, maybe a little less. Okay. And China, of course, is reveling in it. You know, the world is laughing at us, laughing. And we're just sitting here printing money, sending it to Ukraine. And the leftists are like, well, if you don't support money going to Ukraine, you're a traitor and a Putin lover, and you support Russia. Listen, it's horrible. It's horrible what the citizens of Ukraine are doing, are going through. It's horrible what Putin is doing to the citizens of Ukraine. But I'm sorry, that to me is not worth the price tag of American money and our economy going to shit at a price of whatever it is. We're up to $65 billion or whatever the hell it is. Call me what you will, okay? I think we have a reckless, we not I, I think, I know we have a reckless government right now that has no idea what they're doing. Economically, militarily. I mean, we're in some really shitty times. But whatever the left can do to blame it on Republicans. You know, it's everything is still Donald Trump's fault. You know, I get the posts where, well, Donald Trump got this great economy and got everything handed on a silver platter by Barry Hussein Obama and his husband, Big Mike, just to screw it all up and kill so many people with the COVID pandemic because Donald Trump did all of that. To now, Joe Biden is the great unifier and trying to heal this nation. And that if Donald Trump gets elected again in 2024, that will be the demise of the country. That's what these people are trying to sell. And it really concerns me that there are people out there that are still eating this shit up. But again, there are a lot of people that are waking up. I just hope it's enough. You know, you talk about the border. I talked about Sheriff Lamb. I have a short clip, something that he had posted. I posted it on my Facebook page either yesterday or maybe today. I don't remember. You know, that the government has signs up basically saying, hey, watch out. Hey, if you're in this area, you know, yeah, you're driving through the country and you see a sign that says, hey, beware, it's a deer crossing. Beware the deer crossing the road. I was literally at a wedding Saturday out in the sticks of Long Island, and I'm driving home at like midnight with my family, and I'm like, I see all these deer on the side of the road. Please stay on the side of the road. I hate driving around deer. They dart out, destroying cars, kill people. So you're driving down the road. Oh, deer crossing. Oh, we got a duck crossing. Oh, look, we might have a horse crossing. Oh, you're driving down a road in Pinal County, Arizona, and it says, oh, beware, illegal alien crossing. You know, they might be criminals. They're going to carjack you, maybe rape your wife, maybe steal your kid. Who knows? Maybe not. Maybe they just, you know, a family looking to come here because they were invited. And hey, I would too if I were them. You know, I appreciate it. Everyone out there that shares my memes, I hunt for them high and low from all the meme masters out there on social media. Some I make myself, most I get from people. And I like how you all engage with them. You're all sharing them. Please share this video. If you're on Rumble, hit the subscribe button, share the Rumble video. Yeah, we're live on Getter also, so if the Getter world just reposted, and of course, the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. If you don't have it yet, and you have Roku, you have a smart TV that's Roku compatible, and you have it on there, look up the Patriot Podcast Network, download it. There's like 25 or so shows, and you can check out my show and a bunch of others. Biden's right. The economy's as strong as hell. That place where there's eternal torment. Yeah, that was great too. How he's eating ice cream and he's like, the economy's strong as hell. I'm worried about the world. You know, that sick globalist coming out. That typical sick globalist. So let me grab this. That's a quick video, but it literally signs in Pinal County, Arizona, that the government's putting up travel caution, smuggling and illegal immigration may be encountered in this area. Literally, that's what you see. Like, beware the immigrants, beware the illegal aliens. Oh, God. All right. This is it.
This is BLM sign, Bureau of Land Management. This is what they put up. Traveling caution. Smuggling and illegal immigration may be encountered in this area. Imagine your own government put that sign up. They know it's a problem. Why not just take care of it?
Why not just take care of it? That is some sound advice from an elected sheriff of a county, a very large county, that has a lot of interaction with illegal aliens and the crimes, and have to deal with the crimes that they commit in that area, whether it's human smuggling, drug smuggling, the car chases. I mean, Sheriff Lamb's deputies are put in harm's way every day, getting into car chases with these people. He had one shot a few months ago. Actually, he was supposed to come on my show, and that morning, I don't know if it was an illegal alien involved in that. I don't quite remember. I just remember he was supposed to come on my show, and one of his assistants had to call me and say, hey, he's got to reschedule. We had a deputy shot, and You know, it's horrible. All of these border states. But that you talk about the border, every state is a border state right now because, hey, listen, they're flying and busing illegal aliens all over the place. I'm in New York. I'm 30, 40 minutes out of New York City. When in Westchester County, right above me, they're flying in immigrants, flying in aliens in the dark at night, fighting age males, unaccompanied kids, maybe some families. And they're doing it all over. Doing it all over. Literally, I think today at a press conference at the White House, a reporter asked KJP in the White House briefing room, hey, does Joe Biden want any more migrants to go to Delaware? Because they sent some to Delaware. And she turned around and said a snide remark and said, I don't even know how to answer that question. I'm going to move on. Yeah, you know how to, you. She absolutely does know how to answer that question. And the answer is no, of course. Joe Biden doesn't want illegal aliens being bused to his hometown. Just like the elitists in Martha's Vineyard went into complete meltdown panic mode when two buses showed up there with like 50-something migrants where they had to turn around and declare a state of emergency. It's a humanitarian crisis. You know what's a crisis? Our fucking economy is a crisis. You know what's a crisis? That the Democrats and our president, in air quotes, president, the old man in the White House, desperately doing things to buy American votes ahead of the midterms. Or how he's begging Saudi Arabia, hey, can you up the production of oil? You know, just, or can you not screw us until after the midterms? You know, I want to show that the gas prices are dropping. They're slowly rising. Gas near me was, it went from $3.19 a gallon for regular gas, which that it was dropping, to in 24 hours, $3.49. Same gas station right around the corner from my house. And today I went past, it was $3.59. And what is this old asshole doing now? Well, now he's going to release 15 million more barrels of oil reserves right before the election. But we're going to say that's not politically motivated at all. That's not to buy votes. Just like the whole marijuana federal pardon bullshit, which that went away pretty quick. I talked about it. It was like the big news for 2 or 3 days. Literally, it affected nobody. That was a ploy to buy votes. How did the marijuana pardon charge or conviction, how was that to buy votes? Well, he said anyone federally convicted or charged with marijuana possession or use federally will be pardoned. There's only one problem there. Slow down, high speed, because there wasn't one person, I believe, or very, very few that had the single charge federally of marijuana use and possession where they could have walked out of a federal jail, a federal prison. Most of them had several charges. So they could have been pardoned for that, but that doesn't mean they walked out of jail. They have other charges. What was the flip side of that? Well, in the same deal, it was he pressured the governors and said, you should do the same on a state level. Because there's more of a chance of people having a single charge of marijuana possession and use at the state level. And if he could get enough blue governors to pardon those people to get them out, guess what? Hey, look what sleepy Joe Biden did for me and his demagogue evil fucks. They pardoned me. I'm out of jail. I'm going to go vote for them now. That's why the red states were like, we're not doing that. But again, people are so stupid and not realizing that, oh, that was another desperate ploy to buy votes for the Democrats. Just like releasing now 15 million more barrels of oil reserves right before the election is absolutely 115,000%. I hate when people do that, by the way. It's 100%. It shouldn't be more than 100%. It's just 100% or 1,000%. We're all guilty of it. I don't know why it bothers me so much. 100% politically motivated. buying votes. Another big Democrat fail in Georgia. 61% of Hispanics back Georgia's voter ID laws. It was just a poll. 61%. I see the majority of Hispanic Americans, not Latinx like the Democrats like to call them, who they want to give them special names, which every Hispanic I know and every Hispanic I've talked to said, do you want to be known as Latinx? No, Latinx is offensive. It's fucking stupid. The majority of Hispanic Americans in Georgia support the state's requirement that voters provide proof of identification at the voting booth when they cast their ballots. So for years, Democrats, the establishment media, giant corporations, they all said that requiring photo ID to vote is racist and that it suppresses voter turnout among non-white Americans, among minority Americans, disenfranchises votes. It's all bullshit. Stacey Abrams, Democrat running for governor in Georgia, she's called voter ID laws in Georgia equivalent to rigging the game and a subversion of American democracy. Oh, what does that even mean? All the election data they went through proves that the voter ID laws didn't suppress any voter turnout whatsoever. Most black people and Hispanic people, when this was all going on, and asked, do you agree with the voter ID laws? Well, yeah, how do we know who you are? In New York, you don't need voter ID laws. I think there's only like 11 states that have it. Every state should have it. I mean, if I know my neighbor's name, I could walk into his polling place and give him my name and address, scribble his name on a piece of paper with some old lady with some big, thick glasses going, all right, sonny, go over there and cast your vote. You're doing your civic duty. I just signed Joe Shit the Rag Man, who lives next door to me. They ask you your name and your address. That's what they do in New York. So if I know my neighbor or whoever, and I walk in and I just go to one and nobody notices, well, maybe I could vote for my whole fucking block if I just sign their names and just tell them and go to different places. Like, there's no voter ID in New York. It's absurd. Like, I go in there and I want to show them my ID. Like, hey, this is me. Look, just is me. You don't need that here. But in Georgia, it's racist. It's racist. It's racist. It disenfranchises people. Well, no, 61% of Hispanics say it's not racist. And every person of color that I've talked to or have seen in interviews, no, they're okay with it. It's the ones that are programmed to say it's racist. It's racist. It's like, what the hell is it? The Jim Crow 2.0, where we got to guess the amount of marbles in the jar. Let's see if I can vote. See if my master lets me vote. No, assholes. No. Everyone has the right to vote. You just have to identify yourself, whether it's a driver's license, whether it's, I think, the 4 digits of your social security number that everybody has if you're a legal citizen. Something that shows your name and picture. Oh, well, I can't drive. Well, go get a non-driver ID. Now, I am in favor of not only voter ID, but if you can't drive, all government identification should be free. Driver's licenses, I understand the fees. They got to do testing. They got to do this. They got to do that. But if you're just going in to get a non-driver voter ID, there should be zero fees. Because there are people that struggle. I don't have $25 to go get a non-driver ID. It's free. You have no excuse. It's free. It's free. Yep. Desperation. The Democrats are desperate. I love when they say, well, we're going to see a blue wave. Vote blue no matter who. That's how fucked up they are. Vote blue no matter who. Okay. You know that person that you're saying vote blue no matter who. You know that person is okay with your kid going to school and going to the nurse's office and saying, hey, listen, school nurse. I know I'm in sixth grade, but I'm going to chop my dick off. I don't want it anymore. I don't want it. I want to be a girl. I want to dress up in a dress. I want all my teachers to call me Sally. I don't want to be Harry anymore. And that kid becomes stunning and brave, gets on puberty blockers, even maybe in some places against their parents' permission. There are some Democrats that want to imprison parents for not recognizing their children in the gender they wish to be. Yeah, that's a thing. There are Democrats out there in the country that want to introduce that legislation. Just remember, people, the same pieces of garbage, the same piles of filthy animal excrement who shut down your businesses, who made your kids stay home and sit behind a computer, which caused 30% of them to become retards. Did you just say retard? I did. I'm a child of the 90s. It's offensive. Too bad. Unapologetic. Don't care. The same people that did that to your children, did that to your businesses, did that to your job, so you could sit home and then beg for a $1,400 stimulus check or a weekly government stipend and suck the teat of the government because that's what they want, because they want little, loyal socialists, communists. Look what the government did for me. While you sit home. This is what they wanted. This is what their big plan was. It has failed. Right? It's failed. But they're not going to stop. Hey, Boston University, they're working on another strain that's, 80% deadly. They tested it on mice. Hey, we're going to let that out. Is that a good thing? It's so fucking stupid. Jesus Christ, the stupidity. It makes my brain hurt. Yeah. Yes. The same people that are doing this, they want you to go to the polls and vote for them to keep their jobs, to keep their $175,000 a year job in Congress, to keep their couple $100,000 a year job as governor, to keep, whatever it is, whatever office it is, if they were in favor of mandates, if they were in favor of mandates of masks, jabs, shutting down economies and businesses and government and everything else, they should be given their walking papers. They should take a long walk off a short fucking pier, and they should not be in control of any decision making of anything in society ever again. Oh, yeah, it's a good thing you brought that up in the chat. They also want kids at drag queen shows. Plano, Texas. Just recently, I point this out a lot. Protect your kids. What are your kids doing? Don't bring your kids to a drag show where they're playing music about eating you know what and how wet it is. God help me. People hate when I... There are people that tell me that we like listening to everything that you're saying. Then you start talking about the drag queens and the trans stuff, and it's disturbing. It should be disturbing. What, you think I'm going to stop talking about it because someone thinks it's disturbing? Or do you have a kid? Or maybe you should pay the fuck attention to what they're doing in school. Like when they're teaching kids in affluent schools in Manhattan how to jerk off, okay? Third graders how to masturbate. Oh, if you get a hard on, it's okay. Well, just pleasure yourself. Yeah, look at this comic book in the library of kids blowing each other. No, that's okay, right? Well, we shouldn't talk about that. Oh, because it's offensive, it's disgusting, it's vile. This is what's happening in the schools, and it's all coming from the evil left. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna get out and vote? You're gonna get off your lazy ass and get out and vote? Yes, gays against groomers did go on Jesse Waters tonight. As a matter of fact, the woman who went on, she was on my show. She's not a woman, it's a guy. His name is Bill. He's not trans. He's a drag queen. Kitty D'Amore also goes as Hog at the Sisty, but he's more Kitty D'Amore, outspoken about kids going to drag shows. I actually talked to him a lot on social media. Going to bring him back on the show soon. I sent him a message today. He was the one that was going on Jesse Waters. he was the one tonight. So, and he's a great guy, and he's all about calling it out, and he's very specific. Drag queens are not trans people. They're men who perform. They're nightclub performers, and that's where they belong. And most of them are drug addicts or were or have some sort of weird habit. There's a lot of stuff that's going on behind stage, backstage in these nightclubs. All right? It's adult entertainment. Adult entertainment. That's what it is. I mean, let's face it, unless you're ultra Christian and, you know, have your crucifix hanging from your, you know, you're dragging it behind you, you've all been to a drag show, an adult drag show. I've been to several. You know, they're fun, but they're for adults. They're for adults. You laugh at them. It's a comedy show, not for kids where they're twerking and exposing themselves to have these big fake. But whatever it is, where you have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, we don't care what it is, kids watching. So Plano, Texas, I have, it's a short clip. And the lyrics of the song, I don't even know if you'll be able to hear them, but they're there. It's disgusting. You just look center screen, just below a red movie poster. So before I play it, you see right there, see that little innocent kid right there, right? Next to the giant fat old whale that thinks it's great to have a kid at a drag show. And they said this was a kid-friendly drag show, and then they play this sick music and they're out twerking around and doing all this shit. All right, I'm going to play it. Wow. Like that kid's not even there. And look at like the parents or whoever brought this kid there. Looking over the kid to see what this sicko's doing. Are they even listening to the music? And the lyrics? I posted this on my Facebook page and actually had sick leftist fucks. I'm sorry I'm cursing a lot. I get aggravated. Some of you I know even say, I wish you wouldn't drop the F-bomb that much. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm uncensored. I'm unapologetic. And this is aggravating, and it should aggravate you enough where maybe you want to drop an F-bomb too. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. And then these people turn around and they say, well, that's just freedom of speech. They're just expressing themselves. I don't care that they're doing this. You're missing the whole thing. They want to get up and dance to those six songs and twerk and rub themselves up against adults, fine. But there should be laws against having kids at these things. Just like there are laws for minors going into strip clubs. Okay? You know, most strip clubs around the country, you can't get in unless you're 21 years old. But we're going to have a three-year-old sit there and listen to my pussy good, my pussy sweet. Yeah, it's offensive, right? It's vile, right? Kid-friendly event. And it's a problem. It's a big problem. Enough about that. I mean, it is what it is. I saw something today that came across me, and I like it, but I think it probably needs some, I don't know what the word is, correct implementation, I guess. Pennsylvania School District, actually have the article here. Pennsylvania School District places one shotgun, one AR-15 in every school. I am a big Second Amendment supporter. I am a big proponent of having armed security in our schools. I'm not one of these people that say every teacher should be armed. I don't think everyone should have a gun because if you're going to have a firearm, you better know how to use it, and you better have extensive training and use with that weapon that you're going to use to protect yourself and be charged with protecting others, especially in schools. I'm a big proponent of that. So this is a school district in Pennsylvania. On Tuesday, Pennsylvania's Pittston Area School District revealed that it had placed one shotgun and one AR-15 in each of its schools for use by a resource officer in the event of an attack. Now, the resource officer is usually, most of the time, a police officer from the local police department assigned to that school. Oh, that's their post all day, every day. Now, we know we've had some school shootings where the resource officer's location has been questioned and why weren't they there and this and that. Here's my thing. That resource officer, in my opinion, I'm hoping is specifically tactfully trained in SWAT tactics and special operations that law enforcement typically does. And it's just not some cop who is protecting the school on a, I have the cushy post at the elementary school. I'm a police officer with 26 years. I'm not retiring because I like the job, but I'm old as fuck. Oh, and by the way, I'm 45 pounds overweight. That is what I'm worried about. I'm hoping those resource officers, well, resource officers, typically, again, they are police officers that are posted at schools. At least that's what the resource officers are around by me. They're police officers. But I just have a problem with just giving, well, you know, Joe has a seniority on this shift. So he's going to be the resource officer for the elementary school. But he can't get out of his own way because he's so fat over the 20 years he's been on the job. No, that should be someone who is specifically trained in high risk incidents tactics where, you know, if someone's going to be shooting up a school, that they're probably going to have some firepower. It's going to be planned, and you better be on your ass. And you better be on your toes, rather, so you're not put on your ass and killed with a lot of kids. I also think it should, you know, schools are large. It should just not be one resource officer for a school. And what I do believe is, all right, so they have one shotgun and one AR-15 in each of its schools. How are they stored and how easy accessible are they? Me personally, if I was running a school district, I would not only demand the resource officers, one, be specifically trained, not old as fuck and not overweight, be there protecting our children. I would want them to have access to that weapon at all times. If it's an AR-15, then I would want them to have that weapon on their person, not locked up somewhere. But now, if they're in one part of the school, walking around or whatever they might be doing, and something, God forbid, happens, and now they have to get to that weapon because maybe they just have a handgun on them. And AR-15s are 100% more accurate than handguns, if you know anything about guns. All right, so our boys from the MotoCop Chronicles podcast, who are police officers, they have a great show. And you got to check them out. They do a lot of live videos with their actually on their motorbikes. I believe you guys are in Louisiana, right? I want to say. But you said you had to fill in several times in the past few weeks, and you have to fill in tomorrow. So obviously, you're not going to take this the wrong way from me. But do you believe that should just be a fill-in spot? Like, hey, the resource officer isn't there, so we're going to have this guy fill in because he's available and we can move the shift around. Because if we're going to be serious about securing our schools, and where we're going to be on that bandwagon of we need armed security at our schools, is that just a fill-in position? Now, if you're going to fill in at a school, do you know the layout of the school? Maybe you do from being in the community. Maybe you went to that school. Who knows? But that's another thing. Do they know the layout of the school? I almost would like to see school districts maybe not use the local police department as their resource officers. Now, hear me out. And instead, have specially trained, maybe they were military veterans, because there are a lot of military veterans out there that could use jobs and would welcome that training and welcome being charged with protecting children in schools. They have special training, and I'm sure they would be able to, not just saying, hey, you're a vet, here's a gun. No. There needs to be a maybe a state program that they have to go to and get more training. To me, there's a lot of variables. I do like the fact that this school district is being proactive and not reactive. But I just think nothing is perfect. Okay. Nothing is, hey, we're not going to have any issues here. It's impossible. Nothing is fail safe. You're always, there's going to be a kink. There's going to be something, especially if the shit hits the fan and it's a high adrenaline, high risk situation, nobody's thinking right. And that includes a lot of police officers. You have to remember too, they're humans. They're humans. Most of them have families at home. And, I think our police departments need a lot more funding for a lot more training. I know a lot of cops. I'm friends with a lot of cops. And they all say the same thing. Oh, there you go. All right, yeah. So it's not just a villain. You're SWAT certified and been through several classes on working in schools. It's different than working the streets. And I love that. That's exactly what I want to hear. Yeah, it's different than working the streets. It's different than doing car stops. It's different than going to a disturbance call. You know, it's SWAT certified, weapons and tactics certified, knowing what the hell you're doing when the shit hits the fan. You know, and in my community, they call it the Bureau of Special Operations. That's the SWAT team. They do everything from rappelling down buildings and breaking through windows, hostage situations, you know, live shooters and all that stuff. And that's what we need. That's what we need for our schools. And then, of course, the Democrats are, well, if we just banned guns, we wouldn't have to do all that. Oh, really? Oh, really? You're just going to ban guns? That's going to fucking work because these sickos that want to kill kids aren't going to get their hands on a gun because we have laws. Let's go to New York and look at all the pretty signs in Times Square that say it's a gun-free zone. Oh, do you feel safe now? No, you'll probably get shot in the face at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night by somebody who has a gun in Times Square because they see your nice Rolex that you're wearing walking down the street. But we have signs, gun-free zone. We have signs at schools. Gun-free zones. What's the bigger target? What's the bigger target? A badass SWAT-certified resource officer with an AR-15 who knows what the fuck he's doing? Or a sign that says, this school is a gun-free zone. I know what target I would pick if I was a sicko. Why are these people so stupid? Why are they so stupid? I can't handle it. I get aggravated by the day. I have still a couple other things here I wanted to get to. We had some... we had a guy... We talk about Black Lives Matter and their bullshit and how all they've done was put money in their own pockets. I had this guy, Delano Squires. He's a fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Who's black, by the way? And he laid it out. I have a video I wanted to play just because he puts it in perspective about what Black Lives Matter has done, the only thing they've done. Because remember, to me, listen, they are the biggest domestic terrorist organization in the country. They've raised millions and millions and millions of dollars to put in their own pockets, buy large mansions, buy real estate, pay their families hundreds of thousands of dollars for work, embezzle millions, buy dogs, buy cars. Never a community center was built by Black Lives Matter. Never a library was built by Black Lives Matter. There aren't any scholarships for black underprivileged children for Black Lives Matter. And if there are and anybody can find them, please tell me. Please reach out to me and tell me. So, yeah, I stay away from gun-free zones, too. I want guns there. I want the good guys with the guns. What do you mean? Good guys with guns don't stop bad guys with guns? Stop that, you sick MAGA extremist Republican. Put that sign up, gun-free zone, and shut up and turn in your AR-15. Go get your $20 gift card for your $3,000 AR-15. Do it. Do your duty. Guns kill. I constantly have to chase my AR-15 to make sure it goes back in the safe because it wants to walk out of the house and go kill somebody. I hate that when it does that. Like, get back in the safe. I know you want to go out and kill people, but you can't. You have to get back in the safe. And then it just kind of like struts back in the safe. All right, not today, but when you're not looking, I'm going to go out and kill people because I'm an AR-15. All right. I'm sorry. I think I'm a little delirious too. I'm on Sudafed. I'm on a bunch of meds from being sick. I had this brain fog like all weekend and I'm wild in my head and everything's annoying me that's going on with these sickos, these leftist trolls, the Black Lives Matter bullshit. You know, they just want to line their pockets. That's why I had picked this video because it's quick, 30 seconds with this guy, Delano Squires, who I've read a lot of his stuff. You can Google him. He's, like I said, he's a fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And, you know, he puts it right here. So check this out.
I think BLM was a very successful movement, and it did lead to untold investment in the white communities that Patrice Cullors and April, Patrice Cullors and Alicia Garza bought their houses. I do not understand how anybody would say that BLM was successful when, again, the homicide rate in 2020 went, the raw number of homicides went up 30%. And again, the majority of those were young black men. So BLM was successful in putting money into the pockets of the co-founders. That is it. And they wanted to disrupt the nuclear family. So that should have told you long ago what their agenda was.
I mean, could you have said it any better? I couldn't have said it any better. They line their own pockets and, you know, invested in real estate in white neighborhoods and gated communities, houses with gates and walls. But the typical now progressive thinks that's just the best heroic organization out there because of what they've done with social injustices. Barack Obama, he's one of their biggest supporters. That should say something right there. Listen, we see the nefarious shit going on. The schools, okay? There's a lot, and we know. And I say it, I write it. There is a war on our minds, our faith, our families, and our values. The government, school system, rhinos, and the sick progressive left, they're all complicit in eroding our freedoms and attempting to destroy our republic, our great country, our society, our way of life. And right now, more than ever, with 19 days for us to get to the polls in person, to get up and make a difference. It's that important to make a difference and to get out. Like, we have to save our country. One person is not going to save our country. Donald Trump is not the savior of the world. Be nice to have him in the arsenal and have him run for president again. I want him to have another 4 years. I do. I want Ron DeSantis to run after him. I think Ron DeSantis needs to hold it down in Florida. He's term limited. This is his last time anyway. We need to get people elected in the right spots, like governor elections, like Brian Kemp, Carrie Lake, Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania. We have to make sure Dr. Oz, who I'm not a huge fan with, but he is the nominee and he's friends with Donald Trump, elected in Pennsylvania against that sicko, Fetterman, who's like retarded Shrek with his stroke and everything else. He said, retard again. I did. If you voted by mail, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm just kidding. No, but seriously. If you're a Republican and you're thinking about voting by mail, don't. Get your ass out in person. If you know someone that's going to vote by mail, talk them out of it. Give them a ride to the polls. Do not vote by mail. And we have to overwhelm the system. We have to break the system because the Democrats are going to pull out all stops of what they didn't pull out already. I don't know how much they can. And just make sure that you're just prepared. Have it in your head that we have to keep the pressure on once we give these people their jobs, because we are their employer. They are our employee. You gave them your money, which, by the way, do not give your money to the Republican National Committee. Give your money to the specific candidate you are supporting. Go to their website and give it to them. And yeah, you should be going to all your neighbors and asking them if they need a ride to the polls. Go to your coworkers, carpool, get it done. And if you have a livery car service in your neighborhood, in your community, a black car service, you call them, they do airport runs, or a small taxi company, you should go to the owner and say, hey, you know what you should do? You know what might help, especially with your business, if you offered free rides on election day to the polls? Anyone who wants to go to a polling place that they provide transportation service, they should be offering free rides to the election polls, 100%. And if you have one in your neighborhood or you know someone who owns one, you should bring that up to them. They can prepare for it. And they should do it. Just like when they on New Year's Eve, when they say, don't drink and drive. We'll give you a free ride home because, you know, it's good exposure and good and a good business practice. You know what else is a good exposure and a good business practice? Giving people free rides to the polls so they can do their civic duty and vote and kick the shit out of the Democrats and fire every single one of them and vote them out. Because they are destroying this country. They're going to keep destroying this country. The fight is not over. It just begins on November 8th. Hit the share button. Subscribe. Like the video. Get over to mypatriotcigars.com and get your cigars for the holidays. 15% off with promo code CIGAR15. Got great cigars over there. I know. I put them all together and I'm a big cigar nut. So mypatriotcigars.com. Use Cigar 15 for 15% off. And actually, I know a lot of people have asked me about these We the People trucker hats. If you go to mypatriotcigars.com and you buy a full box of cigars, you will get a free We the People hat while supplies last. You can use the promo code CIGAR15. So anyone who's buying a box will get that. Until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And most of all, God bless America. I will see you all soon.